Good morning again. Before we dive into today's story, let me ask you something. Have you ever felt like prayer is basically calling customer service? You explain your problem, press all the right buttons, and wait on hold forever. Except with God, you don't get the recorded voice saying, "Your prayer is very important to us. Please stay on the line." God hears us, but sometimes the divine timeline doesn't quite match our schedule. And that's what today's parable is really about: prayer, perseverance, and the kind of faith that refuses to give up. Let's read verse 1 together. Jesus was telling them a parable about their need to pray continuously and not to be discouraged. Notice the second part. Not to be discouraged. That's the key. Jesus is saying prayer isn't just word. It's staying faithful when the answer takes its sweet time showing up. This parable gives us two characters from completely opposite. First, the judge. Verse 2 tells us he neither feared God nor respected people. He's the kind of person who answers to absolutely no one. Arrogant, untouchable, self-satisfied. Think of every bureaucrat who's ever made you wait 3 hours just because they can. Then here's the widow. In Jesus' time, widows were the very symbol of vulnerability. No spouse, no protection, no social standing, no voice. She represents everyone who's ever felt invisible or unheard. Jesus deliberately puts these two in the same story, the most powerful and most powerless, and says, "Now, watch what happens." The judge delays her case, not because she's wrong, but because he doesn't care. She can't pay him. She can't help him. He has no reason to listen. Sound familiar? That's how injustice often works when power serves only itself. But the widow refuses to give up. He keeps showing up again and again. She doesn't ask for luxury or favors. She simply says, "Give me justice against my opponent." And here's what amazes me. She could have given up. Most people would have. The system was designed to make her give up. But she doesn't. Her faith keeps her standing. Maybe some of you know what that feels like. You've prayed, you've hoped, and heaven feels silent. You've been dismissed or told you don't matter. If that's you, this story is for you. The widow is your teacher today. Don't be discouraged. Keep showing up. Keep knocking. Because faith that shows up again and again is the kind of faith that moves heaven and earth. Now here's something fascinating. The judge never once tried to see life from her perspective. Not once Does he ask, what if I were in her shoes? And isn't that our problem too? When we are walking, we are annoyed by reckless drivers. When we are driving, we are annoyed by slow pedestrians. Same street, totally different view. Let's be honest. How often do we judge life only from our own side of the fence? When if we practice stepping into someone else's shoes, at work, at home, even here in church, that's when compassion begins to grow. Eventually the judge gives in, but why? Verse 5 says, I will give this widow justice because she keeps bothering me. Otherwise, there will be no end to her coming here and embarrassing me. You can almost hear him sighing. If I don't help her, she's going to camp outside my office with a sleeping bag and protest signs. He doesn't act out of mercy. He acts out of exhaustion. But even that tells us something powerful. The persistence of the powerless can wear down the resistance of the powerful. Amen? That's how real change happens. Not from generosity at the top, but from courage at the bottom. That's how democracy was born. That's how slavery was abolished. That's how civil rights were won. Not because the powerful suddenly grew hearts, but because the powerless refused to give up. Now some people read this parable and think, oh, this is about persistent prayer. If I just keep praying, God will eventually cave in like a tired parent. But hold on. That makes God sound like the unjust judge. And Jesus makes it crystal clear, this judge neither fears God nor respects people. That's the complete opposite of who God is. So what is Jesus actually teaching here? Here's where it gets interesting. Prayer isn't about twisting God's arm or changing God's mind from no to yes. But it's also not true that our prayers don't matter, that God's plan is set in stone and nothing we do makes a difference. I think the truth is more beautiful than that. When we pray, something happens. Not just in us, but in God too. God is not some distant, unmoved judge sitting on a throne unaffected by our cries. God is relationship. God is love. And love, by its very nature, responds. Think about it. When someone you love is hurting, you hurt with them. When they are joyful, you're joyful. That's what love does. It makes us vulnerable to each other. It changes it. And if we are made in God's image, if God is love, then doesn't it make sense that God is also moved by our prayers? That our persistence, our hope, our faith actually matters to God. This is not a distant deity watching from the sidelines. This is God who enters into relationship with us, who listens, who feels, who responds. Our prayers don't manipulate God, but they do invite God more deeply into our lives and into our world. They create space for God to work. They open doors that were closed. And sometimes, maybe more than we think, our persistent knocking actually moves the heart of God. Notice something interesting. At the end, Jesus doesn't ask, "When I return, will I find people still praying?" The question is, when the human one comes, will he find faithfulness on earth? This story isn't just about prayer. It's about faith. Prayer is the language of faith. And persistence is its heartbeat. So don't misunderstand me. Prayer isn't magic. We can't demand outcomes like we are ordering from a menu. But prayer is powerful. It's how we participate with God in the healing of the world. Through prayer, we start to see from God's perspective. We learn to stand in someone else's shoes. And in that process, something changes. Sometimes the situation, always us, and yes, even God enters more fully into the moment with us. Persistent prayer may not always fix what's broken, but persistent faith can reshape the world. The widow kept coming, not because she believed in the judge. She believed in God. She knew that even if human systems failed her, divine justice would not. She didn't lose heart because her hope wasn't in the courtroom. It was in the kingdom of God. And that's where this parable lands for us today. Friends, life doesn't always unfold as we planned. We lose jobs. We face illness. We pray, and the answer feels delayed or different or just plain absent. In those moments, this parable whispers, "Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Trust that God is still at work, even when you can't see it. Your prayers matter, not because you are manipulating God, but because you are inviting God deeper into your life. You are creating space for divine love to work. You are keeping the door open for justice and healing and hope. God's kingdom doesn't come because we passively wish for it. It comes when it keeps showing up, keep knocking, keep living in faith that won't quit. Because in the end, it's not the judge who has the final word. It's God. The God who hears every cry. The God of justice. The God who will make all things right. So keep praying. Keep living. Keep knocking. And if your hand grows tired, if your hope grows thin, remember this. Even tired hands can knock. Even weary faith counts as faith. And sometimes that's enough to move mountains or at least crack open the door to heaven. Because here's a beautiful truth. When we knock, God hears. When we persist, God responds. When we refuse to give up, we are not just practicing faith. We are participating with God in the transformation of the world. Amen.